It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's the Rad Reality Show. It's Sunday night and we are excited because a new week is starting, and thank you for everyone who's in the show already, and everyone that's already on the phone lines. The phone lines are loaded already. Tonight, you're going to find out more about the game we're going to play. We have more entries. We finally got some entries. We got two people already locked in, as we all know, Zach and Amory both have won a spot. Zach was the first person to enter, and the only one that made it on the deadline first. And Amory won a spot this last week, so I might be throwing up another spot tonight, and then tomorrow afternoon is the last time you can enter, but I'll talk more about it in a second. I'm going to kick it off because what a freaking baseball game tonight. Ted Lilly pitched a great game. The Sox pitched a great game. Cubs win, and I'm excited. Cubs win today, and now I'm going to talk about the Celtics. And Paul, I have brought you up, okay? Is it okay?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Oh wait.
Right,
so I think I think Paul's doing something, so I'm going to bring him back in a second. Okay. Okay. So here's the deal. I was going to tell you guys. I'm so sorry to Celtics fans. I did not mean to jinx you guys. I really thought it was 3-1. I don't know what the heck. I think I've been watching a little too much hockey for me, and everything. And so sorry for you guys that are yelling at me saying I jinxed you, the Boston Celtics. I really did thought you guys won. And I'm so sorry. Hey, let's go ahead. I think Paul's working on the thing. So when Paul get a chance, make sure, Paul, you push 1 where I know that your hands, if you're listening to me. I want to bring up Zach, who's already made it into the contest. And Zach, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Zach.
Yes.
Amory's already made into the game, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, we at least have another, I know at least another one, at least another, I think, two people. Let me try and remember. I know we have two people that have sent their papers in, you know, or send their things in. And I know at least two more that have told me they were planning on doing it before 12 o'clock. But You know what? I think I'm going to give an opportunity for someone to win a spot again tonight. But this time, we're going to have you guys do something. But this is what you're going to have to do. Around 11:30, we'll wait about 30 minutes. Since Zach already made it in, you guys, we're going to take, like, the fifth caller. No, wait. I'm not even going to do one better. We'll take not the fifth caller. We're going to do, like, everyone who wants to call in at 11:30. You can come up. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to call in. And you can explain in those 5 seconds why you should be in it. You know, why you should be in it. And then what I'm going to do is have Paul and Zach vote who should be in it. And if they don't agree with each other, I'll take the I'll pick the two that they like the best.
And I think we'll they might need a little more than 5 seconds, Tom.
What?
I think they might need a little more than 5 seconds. That's about enough time to get about 2 words out.
Okay, I'm going to make it really slow, 5 seconds. You know what I mean? They're going to have 5 seconds. Just like, real quick, they're going to have to say. And actually, I was watching, I'm stealing this from somebody that had it to do it in 5 seconds. Like, what show was it I was watching? They had 5 seconds to say something. And then everything. So, hey, okay, here it is. Let's bring Paul up, okay, for a second.
Okay.
Hey, Paul, you there?
Hey, Ron, I pushed the button because I think I heard you say that, but I'm actually talking with somebody trying to help him on getting into the chat. I'm on Skype right now, so can I just have a minute or two?
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. Let me try to help him, first of all. I think it's real simple.
No, Ron, please, I'm going to put you on mute because I'm in the middle of a conversation with him right now, okay?
Yeah, just unpush one, and when you're ready to come back on, push one again. That's what I said in the first place. But he muted me, probably.
I think he did.
Anyways, okay, I'm going to bring up John, because John's sitting up here, too. And John wrote his letter already in. John, was there another reason you called in?
Yeah, I just called in, because I told you I would.
Just to say hey?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, oh, John,
hey,
but here's the deal. You've already wrote your letter and everything, right?
Yeah.
You've already entered your name.
Yeah.
You may call back in and do it tonight and get yourself locked into the game tonight. Or you can wait and go. It's up to you. When we're ready.
So how do I do that? You want me to call back? Go ahead, hang up.
Yeah, but you don't have to do it now. We'll wait. I'll hang up on you, and then I probably would just give you the 5 seconds since you're already up on the line. But anyways, man. Now let me explain what the game is going to be about to the people that are listening and trying to figure out what we're talking about. As you know, Big Brother starts July 8th, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I love when people do not respond to me. You know, you guys may have to be more on your toes. Come on. Okay, Big Brother starts July 8th. And what I'm doing is this is the opportunity. You guys know this Vegas bash that's happening in Vegas where many reality stars are going to come. Many Big Brother have already booked themselves into the show, into the event. Well, here's your opportunity to get you 2 tickets into the Vegas bash on Saturday night. And, you know, it's a great way. You get it's almost like $200 tickets. I mean, I believe a piece. So if you don't have them yet, it's gonna save you lots of money. Second of all, If you already have your tickets, you can win some other stuff, like the Sunday stuff you're going to get. Plus, I'm going to give you guys some other stuff. So, you know, probably it's going to be probably, you know, worth just playing even if you already have your tickets. And if you don't have the tickets, you're going to be. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. There's going to be a game. And like I said, Zach and Anne-Marie has already locked themselves into the game. I want around 8 people. And the cool part about the whole thing is if it's going to be like Celebrity Apprentice meets Big Brother. So you're going to be given a task. The task could be call in at a certain time and do something funny. It could be make a guess, call into the show. It could be there was a bunch of other stuff, and I'm not going to rattle them out. But you're going to have to participate. It's not going to be like sit back and list, hey, you know. And John, I know John, you think I'm making you guys jump through hoops, ain't I?
Well, not hoops, no. No, I think it will
I'm
be.
Just joking. You think it's going to be fun?
Oh, absolutely. I'm ready for the challenge.
As a Big Brother fan, this is going to be an opportunity to play something like Big Brother, but, you know, and as a, and then, you know, the thing is, if you don't need the Vegas tickets and you can't go to the Vegas tickets, maybe it's not the best thing to enter this time. We're going to do other ones, though. So don't think this is going to be the only time we're going to do a game either. But, you know, if you think you could use them, this is a perfect opportunity. And then the last night on July
8th,
right after Big Brother East Coast, me and Nikki's going to do a show together, and we will announce the winner on that show. And it's going to be a huge show because, you know, two of the shows, Big Brother Hour, the BB Hour, and the Rad Reality Show will meet forces together, as we already do many times anyways. So, this is your opportunity. And again, anybody can play. Paul's the only one that says he wasn't going to play, so I'm going to use him as a judge. And I've asked Paul to use a judge, but if you part of the show and you call in normally, you can still play, and anybody can play. To vote you guys off, it's going to be like a fan vote. So you guys are going to have to draw people into the webpage. Let me pick up Alan, since I just want more people up on the line, because, hell, we're having a party anyways. Alan, you there?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Okay, tonight we're going to do something real quick. And I know Alan has already sent his application in, or his thing in, too. So they both are on the block, or they're not in yet, but they could be in. So I'm going to give them both opportunities to do it, too, tonight.
I'm not playing against Alan.
I'm the wind. That's what I'm against.
He has an unfair advantage.
Oh, no. Why?
Because he has all those kids in the house. They have all the answers.
They're like 2, 4, 11, and 12. They've heard of Big Brother only because of Michael. They don't watch it.
No, I know.
Yeah, like, and he's the biggest kid in the house, right?
I would love to go up against Alan.
We just got back from the lake. Had a blast.
Zach, what are you saying about that?
That he'd love to go against Alan?
I love people that pay attention when they're on the phone line. Sorry, Zach. I said, are you going to take that? You know, they want to go up against each other. Do you think you should? I mean, who do you want to go up against? Alan or Zach or Alan or John?
Doesn't really matter to me. They'll both lose, so. It's all the same. Like I said, it's just the formalities.
Then you'll wake up. Once you win, you'll wake up and realize it was all just a bad nightmare because you lost.
Okay.
Let's do this now. We got 15 minutes before we're gonna do, or before we're gonna do. You know what, Paul? Are you with us? I was kind of holding off for till Paul gets here. No, Paul still ain't joining us in the. You there?
Are you hearing me now, Ron?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Good.
Okay, I was actually holding off, trying to do this.
I appreciate
so you
it. Yeah, thank you. I've been listening, but I've had my attention elsewhere, so I apologize, peeps.
Did you get him in the room though?
I don't think so.
You know, does he have a Blog Talk account? That's my biggest.
Yeah,
we could talk about it because I want to help him too. Maybe if he has the Blog Talk account, is he just is he having the problems like you were having getting in?
No. The chat did finally did open for him, and then we tried to log in with his Facebook. I just thought that would be the quickest, and it really didn't happen. He's tinkering around, but it's Tom, and he's listening, so.
And I wanted to say, I know lots of people have chat questions and tech questions about the chat room. You know, I know Blog Talk has a tech spot where you can go and talk to them. There's like, I believe, a chat area. If I was you, I would mention it and everything. So, okay, here's the deal. Since we got Paul with us, and because Alan and John's on the phone line already, if we're gonna move the, no wait, I'm gonna keep it to 11:30. We're gonna talk for about 15 minutes about TV shows and everything. But we're gonna take a break, quick break. We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back because I gotta breathe for a second, and we'll be right back after the break and everything. So, but just give us me a second, and then I'll be right back. Okay.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Hawaiian punch. Wasn't that a refreshing commercial?
No.
Hey, okay, for the people that are just arriving, you're not the fifth caller no more. I changed it. You just have to call in at 11:30. Everyone can call in that wants to be participating in the contest, and you got like 5 seconds to explain why you should be on the show. You got 5 seconds only, though, so you're going to have to really do something crazy. So you might have to say, hey, I'm Alan, and I'm the greatest, you know, but, you know, press us. You got 5 seconds, and I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to hang up on or mute you.
Do I need to do mine real quick?
No, it's at 11:30.
I was going to say, I'm Alan, I stink because I'm the shit.
Yeah, late 11:30. So, and you get a chance to then win to the Vegas. And if you win the contest and tomorrow night, the deadline to enter. And if I'm not going to have no ifs about, you got till 12:30. You got till 12:30 or 12 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, 12 p.m. to enter or. You're out of luck because I'm going to announce it tomorrow night on the show. And we have a guest tomorrow night that her name is, I'll talk about it at the end of the show and tell you more about her. She's from the Food Network. But, Paul, did you have something to say?
All I was going to say is I did not hear what you were setting up for this call in, but I think I kind of caught it now. That was what I was.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Guys, whenever I say times, it's always Eastern time.
So this is in like 10 minutes will be the call-in time, around that time?
Yeah, 10 minutes. Actually, 11 minutes. Let's go. Yeah, 10, 11. Yeah. And John and Alan are already up on the line tonight. And, hey, let's talk for those 10 minutes. Let's talk about some shows. And I wanted to mention some shows. And I know maybe a couple of you guys don't watch the show. Please, let's just respect everyone. Just don't say nothing. If you don't watch it, just don't, you know, comment. And let's just talk about these shows. And if you watch it, you know, bring in the conversation. You might say I don't watch it, but let's just do them real quick. And I do want to mention some shows that have been on this week. And one, I know Paul watches, so I'm kind of addressing him. And if you guys watch it, you can watch. It's not a reality show. But Friday Night Lights. Paul, have you watched that this week? Are you caught up with that show?
I didn't know that you would talk about it, and no, I'm not.
Okay. So, but anyways,
that's,
I wanted just to say, if you're not watching this season, it's the best season of the show since the beginning, and I watched every season. It's the best show. Have a chance. You just really have to. And have you watched, guys? Are you guys watching Jillian, Losing with Jillian? Anybody up here watching Losing with Jillian?
I watched the first episode, and I wasn't that impressed with the first episode. I might give it another chance, though. But.
Alan, have you watched any of it?
No.
John, I bet you don't watch it, do you? Because you work nights, don't you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm kind of like with Zach. Paul, do you watch it?
Yep, I am. And for people that heard you talk about Friday Night Lights, I know from my cable company it is available in the on-demand, so you certainly can catch up with it that way. And actually, taking it off, I mean, losing it with Jillian. Taking
yeah,
it off with Jillian.
I would
Jillian.
Like to see her taking it off.
That's the show I can get into right there.
What? No, I could get into that show.
Me too.
Hey, Patrick, Patrick is in the chat room. I don't know if you saw that, Ron.
Yeah, I see it. And
Anyway, Losing It with Jillian is another good show. It's she works her magic. All I can say is what she does on The Biggest Loser is repeated in a condensed form. And what they do is she has, like, you know, a very short time that she spends with these people and a family, and she puts them through all the rigors and tells them about what they need to change. And then I think it's like 6 weeks later, the film crew comes back to see how they've, you know, progressed. Is it like 6 weeks?
Yeah, and I'm like kind of like what Zach said, though. The first week I watched it and I was okay. This last week I kind of watched it not really caring about it. And that's one reason I was going to talk about it was because, I mean, I watched it, you know what I mean? But it was I don't know. It just seems to be, see, this is the thing. It's not really, it's about weight loss, but it's, I don't know how to describe the feel I feel about it. I don't know. It's not as like The Biggest Loser. I mean, she doesn't. I mean, I don't know. I just didn't find it very, you know, like as good as I thought it could be. You know what I mean?
You like the first episode?
I liked it, but I didn't, you know, and so I think that's why the second one, I kind of, like, just, you know, glanced at it, you know what I mean? You know, I was paying attention, but I don't know, I just, so there's something about it. Now, here's a show that hasn't started. I'm going to move on. Here's a show that hasn't started, but I want to know, And with us all being guys up here on the phone line,
that's questionable. Some people.
No. Have you seen the new Betty White previews? The new show with Betty White.
Oh, when's that start?
It starts this Wednesday.
Wow.
What is the name of it? It's hot in. I think it's Hot in Cleveland. I'm trying to remember if it's Hot in Cleveland, and it's on TV Land. First of all, so TV Land. I think TV Land's going to pull off the best comedy right now, because the women that are in the show are awesome in the first place. You know,
okay,
I did find it.
I did find it, Ron, and it is called Hot in Cleveland at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on Wednesday. So you're right.
Yeah. And Betty White, I think, is going to be like this mother figure.
All right, I'll read
movie.
It real quick.
So,
in the premiere of this comedy,
three
women, Valerie Bertinelli, Jane Leaves,
Bertinelli, was famous for, what's the name of that show?
You just read it quick, then you can comment. Wendy Maylock from L.A. are on their way to Paris to make an emergency. They're on their way to Paris, and they make an emergency landing in Cleveland. They decide to stick around and rent a house with an elderly caretaker, Betty White. So these three young women are, in the 40s probably now, but they're on their way. They end up landing there, and that's how it starts. But it was called it was based in Indianapolis with Valerie Bertinelli, and it was called
One Day at a Time.
Yes, there you go. Thanks, Jen.
Yes.
One Day at a Time.
The one lady is from Just Shoot Me, and I love that show. Just Shoot Me.
John and I worked.
What's that?
I was just saying, that was a great show back when it was on.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I think this is going to be awesome.
Snyder. Yes, Snyder.
This is going to be awesome. Very, very, I think it's going to be one of the best shows out. Okay, 4 minutes left. You get 5 seconds. I'm going to count once in my head. One, two. And then I'm going to hang up on you, though. And we're going to do it till we get no more calls. And you call in. Well, I'm going to say, state your name and where are you calling from?
You mean I am?
What?
Alan,
I'm going to have to mute you when other people are on the line. Same with John. Because I don't want no interference in their conversation. So when Paul's going to be a judge. And Zach is the judge because he's already in. But for you guys being part of trying to get into the competition, I'm going to mute you. I'll bring you back up in like two, right after we get all the calls. You guys can start calling in now if you want. But you might be on hold for a couple minutes. But the number is 347-237-5506. And, guys, I'm so sorry tonight if I'm stumbling around. I'm just so exhausted. I know Paul is, too. And I bet all of us are. So, okay, let me explain it. I'm trying to explain again. This contest tonight is just to get in to the contest that's going to happen starting Tuesday night. Do you guys understand?
Yeah.
No, the people in the chat room, they keep on saying, what do you get as a prize for the contest? And the prize for the contest that we're doing is going to be the Vegas Bash tickets for Saturday night. And if Yuri has Saturday night Vegas Bash tickets, you get the Sunday stuff. So you either pick Saturday night or Sunday. And And then the other thing, but for you guys who are, to get you guys to understand, this person will be locked in to, this person gets locked into the contest in which we're going to do Celebrity Apprentice meets Big Brother. That's what I'm kind of, it's called the Rad Reality Game. And yes, call in now, and we'll pick you up as people have been on the line. And we're going to start with...
Hold on, I need to know as a judge, are you saying there will be just one person that gets into the game from all these calls?
Yes, one person gets in. Zach's already in, Amory's already in.
All right,
people,
I'm getting ready to write down...
And if you,
get that.
Okay.
And if... And then, here, I'm going to mute Alan. Alan, I'm muting you, but I'm going to bring you back up, okay? John, I'm muting you, I'll bring you back up. So if everything. Okay, here's the deal. Okay. Starting out, call in. And let's flood my phone lines. And Paul and Zach, this is what you're going to do. Zach, are you paying attention?
I am paying attention.
Okay, so listen for their names. Write down the one person I'm gonna ask you after we get all the phone calls in, and we get the last person to enter tonight. I'm gonna say Zach, who do you want to get in? And then I'm gonna say Paul, who do you want in? If you guys disagree with each other. I can do 10 seconds. It's going to be, 10 seconds. Sounds good.
Okay.
If you guys...
Ron, Paul, I have a quick question. Let's say Zach picks person A and I pick person B. Are you going to decide... between A and B, or could you actually select D?
Nope. I'm going to pick only which you two pick.
Okay, so if we disagree, you're going to select between one of the two that we pick?
Yes.
Okay.
And what I want you to do within the 10 seconds, you got 10 seconds, and what you need to do is press me, or press, really, you're pressing Zach, and you're pressing Paul. And you get 10 seconds, and then I'm going to hang up on you. And if you don't get in tonight, just write me a letter, and you're probably going to be in, because we only have... and this is just going to give you guys the opportunity for you don't have to do it if you already have done it. You can just get locked in. So we're going to start with John. And I'm going to pick him up, and I'll tell you when you can start. John, you're up on the line. Say something for we make sure you're on.
You hear me?
Yes. Okay. So starting now, you got 10 seconds. Go.
Yeah, I've been a fan of since season 2. I have a large Big Brother collection. I've been a supporter of Ron Rad for a while, and I've toured the Big Brother house at the finale, and I'm big enough, I'm cute enough, and gosh darn it, guys.
Okay, that's the first person, and that's what's going to happen. When I get to 10 seconds, you're done. So I'm going to bring up Alan now, since I know it's Alan's number. So, Alan, speak to us.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. I will tell you to go. Ready? Go.
Daddy on the show! Please!
Say, put Daddy on the show. Hurry, say it. Say it. Put Daddy on the show. Put Daddy on the show. I didn't say that. I said put Daddy on the show.
Okay.
Definitely got a cute factor there, huh?
Okay, let's bring up the next caller. You guys need to call in if you're going to do it. It's 347-237-5506. If you guys don't want to write the letter and don't want to go through the bullshit of doing that, this is the only way you can do it. Now, and tomorrow at noon, is the deadline, and tomorrow night we'll enter tell you who the contestants are. So our next caller is 480. Name yourself, even though I think I know who it is.
Hey, this is Patrick from Phoenix.
Okay, that's all you say now. I will tell you to go, Patrick, in a second. Ready? Go.
I'm passionate, I'm controversial, I'm competitive, and I'm here to win. I will win this show. And with my knowledge of reality TV and my amazing apprentice skills, put me on the show, and I will win.
Okay. The next person, and no one else after this one is up, but you guys can still do it. And Cherry, you can call in again. I saw her say she's never gonna come back in.
Oh, that's BS. I'm mad.
Yeah. So, Cherry, don't give up yet. Okay, ready? Let's bring this next person. 781.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Hey, I'm Jess.
Okay, your name. Tell us. I know it's Jess, right? It's Jess, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you to go. You ready? Go.
Yep. Everybody knows me. Everybody loves me. I'm the shit.
Okay. Anybody else gonna do it? You got till the end of the station break. I'm gonna do a quick station break. If you're gonna do it, you better do it now, or tell me in the chat room why. If you're having issues, and everything, but let me do a quick station break. I'm gonna give you guys a check-in, and then we'll be right back after this messages. And you know what I'm gonna do? We haven't heard it all week, and everything. So I have to play it. You know what I'm gonna play, you guys. This is our favorite clip for the last week. Or really, it's the second favorite because I'm still laughing at Monday's show.
He's on the way up the stairs. Hold on.
And everything. So, but yeah. I'm glad we did this. This is cool.
Hold on. Here she is. Here she is.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey. I wanted to have opportunity to say hey to everyone. And,
who am I talking to?
Okay.
Who am I talking to?
Well, I don't know. Who are you talking to? You've talked to me.
I'm Alita. Who the frick are you?
I'm Ron Red. Who the fuck are you?
Are you fucking serious with this shit?
What?
I mean, no. All right, hang on. I don't know if you've got somebody. What are you saying to me? Who am I talking to?
I just said...
All right.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, you're Ron. Oh, I like you. You're okay. Okay. So, all right. No, I don't know. I've been drinking, like, lemonade juice. I've been drinking the juice.
Lemonade.
My head's a little fucked up.
Yeah, that's one reason I wanted you to come on. That's why I wanted you to come on the phone, because I thought you'd be funny. Hey, okay, we're ready. Looks like no one else wants to participate. Okay, Zach?
All right, don't ask. Wait a minute. I didn't know this was the end of it, so I'm not... Let me think here. I thought maybe somebody else would call in, so I didn't make my decision yet. So can you give me just
okay,
a second
no,
here?
It's okay, it's no problem. Yeah, and Zach kind of gets your... person in for you can don't you know
yeah I'm thinking of choice. They're all good so
yeah
oh.
I wish Cherry would call in. I think you know you guys you know
oh man
you didn't did you call in BBP or
that's John
oh that's
John the prop man.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I got you. Never mind. Why did I think his old he was something father or something in the past? Okay. So,
oh,
Zach, are you ready? Paul, are you ready?
I'm so close between. Yeah. Oh.
I'm between two people also, Paul, so we're probably between the same two.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. For they can still take a moment to, I'm going to do a commercial real quick. And here's the commercial. I'm going to do a live commercial. Starting now, you can go to the Rad Reality store on eBay. That's right. I have a store now on eBay. And you probably can type in the Rad Reality Show store on eBay, or you can check it out by the webpage will be revamped within the next couple of days. And what I'm going to do, you can go right to there instead of you guys having to deal with the whole thing. And if you see a thing on the store and you're a friend of mine or you're a part of the show and you don't want to use eBay, you just want to pay with PayPal and you don't have an eBay account, you still can go to the store. All you have to do is email me, tell me you want it. Now, if it's an auction, you can't do it. But if it's an item that's up in the store, like a buy it now thing, you can still buy it. Just let me know, and I'll take it down and everything. But especially if you're a friend. Now, if you have an eBay account, I want you to use eBay. But if you don't have an eBay account, and everything. And chatters, keep on doing what you're doing. Chat. You know, tell the two voters. Zach has a little twist into this. You know, Zach is thinking, who does he think he can play? First of all, most likely all three are going to be, or all four could be in. If now Jess hasn't signed up yet, you know. So I mean, you know. So do they want to put Jess into the game, or do they want her to have to sign up? You know. So there's a little twist and everything. So I could tell you, I know who. If I get my vote, I kind of torn too myself, but there was just one person that went a little bit farther. So Zach, are you ready?
Yes, I think I'm ready.
Paul, are you ready?
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Just pick one. Don't worry. And please remember, it's just a game. Do not
All
get
right.
mad at them. And I don't think none of the four will get mad at you, guys.
All right.
Don't.
And
because they can all be in it now.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. If the other three can very easily just send you an email and get in that way.
Yes.
So this isn't the end of your opportunity.
Right. And the thing is, you know, now if I get a big load and there's a cutoff at 8, you know, that's the only way they're not going to get in, you know. But, okay, Zach, go. You must tell them now. Who do you vote to not evict?
I'm going to vote for the person that I thought did the best job and was most passionate, and that has to be Patrick.
Okay. Mr. Paul, who do you say?
Well, it definitely was between, for me, between Patrick and Jess, and I have been struggling with this. That's why I said I don't want to do it. But like I said, you can still just send an email with a little. I'm going to put it on you, Ron. I'm picking Jess.
Oh my gosh, you had to put it on me. Well, okay. Honestly, just to guys let you know. Out of the four that, you know, I'm going to say I disagree with both of you guys. Out of the four that you guys get, I would have leaned towards Alan because he went outside the box and used props with the kids because the kids show so much passion. That's just what I would have done, okay? But because
you
gave me the two people. Because you gave me the two. Yeah, gosh, you guys put it on me. Gosh, why did I know? I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Patrick, I think. Sorry, Jess. Jess didn't use the whole 10 minutes, even though she was nice and cocky about it.
And you know what?
Patrick,
my only issue with Jess
Patrick,
is she said that everyone knows her, and I have no idea who Jess is. So, sorry, Jess.
No, I mean, that's not why. I just, my vote went.
Well, that's why mine didn't go to her.
I love everyone, so I really, it came down to Patrick used the full 10 seconds, and trust me. I hope you're joking about that, because if not, okay, so.
Oh, she is. She better be. No, I'm sure she is. Oh.
Okay, Patrick, since you now are on, you're in the game.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Patrick.
Patrick, there's only one thing I got to correct you on, though. I brought you into this game so you could be my runner-up. You're not winning. Sorry.
We'll see about that.
Oh, man.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who wins because me and you are going to Vegas together, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, the thing is just write me a quick letter on Facebook and you're in, most likely. I mean, unless I get an overabundance of messages at the radrealityshow@gmail.com or my Facebook.
Hold up, Jess, what did I ever do to you? I did nothing.
This is the
and
way
Alan, and John, you are unmuted, just to let you know.
This is the way it should be. There should be smack talking going on. This is what goes wrong with the competition. This is fun, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. And tonight, I just wanted to get us another locked. Gosh. You guys all suck. Just to let you all know, you all suck. You know, I got my ticket, so you all lose. You know, no, I'm just joking. Alan.
Yeah.
I wanted to address you.
What?
Did you hear me? At least I supported you, buddy.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought you did. I thought you having your kids on was a pretty cute idea.
I don't have kids to have props like that. That's not fair.
No. Yeah, John. But you all did good. So you all are winners. And you know what? How about I do this? How many spots is left if I put all four of them in right now, Paul? That's six people in the game, right? So that means two people.
We got.
Alan.
What do we got? Zach, Anne Marie, and.
And Patrick.
Yeah. I think that's a possibility. That's up to you, though. Hey.
What? I'm going to say it right now, and Alan won't hear it right now. But you know what? You all are in. Everyone who called in, just because you called in and took the chance. So, John, you're in the game. Alan's in the game. Jess, you are playing now. You're locked. Now you can't. You don't have to write in, and you don't have to. So now we have six. There's still spots for two more. So that means two people can still get in. You guys at least come to the show tonight, and it's almost midnight. So it's kind of like this. So you guys are in. And we'll start definitely Tuesday night. So everyone who is in already, make sure you put the in the calendars. And Patrick, are you going to be able to make it? Zach, you guys, you know, hope, because Tuesday night is going to be the kickoff night.
I can do this.
I don't know what time. Like, I should be.
Oh.
You know, it's 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. 7 your time. So, we'll kick it off and tell you guys the first task Tuesday night. But tomorrow night, if you guys are free at 7 p.m. Eastern time, really, I'm going to probably do it around 8 p.m. or 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. I will guarantee who the
you'll announce the house guest.
Yeah, the house guests and everything. So that's it. I kind of wanted, you know, and it kind of went good. And I'm so glad that everyone listened. We got 10 more minutes. Do you guys have anything you want to talk about? Anybody up on the line? I'm tired of talking.
You know, going back to what you're talking about earlier on with the shows, one show I know we never talked about last week was, did anyone else watch the finale of MTV's Fresh Meat 2?
I've never even heard of the show, so I guess I haven't.
You know, I've heard of the show, but never watched.
I was going to say, because we got a handful of people from that show that are going to be in Vegas, so it's exciting to see them being on a show right before going into the summer.
You know what? You know, and I want to tell you guys, you know, if you have somebody like those kind of people, I would love for you guys, if you guys have somebody you want to book, you know, and it's somebody that you guys can just, you know, talk to me about it, and then I will, you know, I'll say, hey, yeah, sure, go after them, or I'll say, give me the contact information, because, you know, there's always room for guys, and we have many shows that we can book them on, so, I mean, I'm always willing to bring in anybody from reality shows, you know what I mean? You know what, I want to do this, I haven't been really, watching UK. I hadn't had a chance this weekend. But Paul, have you watched it? Are you keeping up with it pretty regularly?
I am somewhat. Here's the deal. There are YouTubes of the shows, and Tom, who's now in the chat room, by the way, Tom was the one I was working with getting in. So welcome, Tom. He's Tom the North Star. So at any rate, there's a guy on YouTube called Dirty Monkey, and I can't remember the numbers at the end of it, and he puts 10-minute clips up there. I'm the type of guy that likes to see the high-quality, no 10-minute breaks. So I've been searching, and I've found most of all the full-quality TV episodes, and that's what I've been waiting to catch up. But there's a few things that have happened that – or just happened – if you weren't aware, they had like 81 people that made their final cut in the audience on opening night, and they revealed to them that night who was going in. Well, they had 12 people that they announced, and then they said, okay, I guess we'll add one more. The one more was picked at random from the 68 people that were left, so I guess there was 13. At any rate, they pulled the number out of the hat, and this guy went in, but they made him dress up in a mole costume, and he had the impossible task of a whole week of doing these dastardly things to the housemates and breaking up cigarettes a la Jen from Big Brother and throwing stuff, food into the pool, and all sorts of things. And the house guests were then told yesterday, you have to vote on who you think the mole is, and if you're right, that person gets evicted immediately. And they actually voted somebody else that they thought was the mole, and he gets to stay. So
really,
it's quite
a
variety of
people.
I thought
he was going to be gone.
Huh?
I thought for sure people thought he was the mole. I mean,
here's what happened, though, Ron, and I think there's a lot of them that did, but they've come to like him. His name is Mario, and
yeah. He's
also, they call him a lot of times, they just call him the mole. They don't use his first name, but they've gotten to like the guy. And
that's
cool. When Big Brother said, if you pick the right person that's the mole, that person will be evicted immediately, a lot of people that would have chosen him thought, we're going to choose somebody else because we now like Mario and we don't want him to get kicked out. So that's kind of the...
Oh, yeah. This is what I thought maybe would happen if someone like that. And, Alan, I don't know if you heard me. Did you hear? You got booted off,
Big
right?
John, wait a minute. Big John, Garthy was working, but it wasn't anymore. And I think Tom, who told me where to look, gave me that originally. The one that's working now is Justin TV. I'll find it and I'll post it. Hold on. Go ahead,
Ryan. Yeah, it's Justin TV is where I use. I don't have it on this computer or I would have linked you guys. But Alan, I don't know if you heard, you are in.
No, I missed it. I was having a discipline problem with one of those helpers.
Congratulations, Alan.
Yeah.
Ron had
Alan,
he had a soft moment, and he was starting to feel kind of bad that he had to actually choose. And he said, "What the hell? Everybody's in." So, congrats.
All right. Well, I'm glad I got in by default.
And there's still two more spots to get, and I have a feeling they're going
to
be filled.
You know what? Here's the only thing I got to say about it. All those little punks going to be talking shit. That's okay, but when it comes down to competition time, we'll see who the mouth is.
All right, I love this.
Okay, John, I want you. You guys want to rebel? I mean, feel free. I wish Anne Marie was here. We could do a little thing. And I'm really excited. This is gonna be a group. I mean, we got six people.
Alan
people.
Has.
No, wait, wait, wait. Let me finish, John, and then I'll throw it to you. Okay. We got six people, in my opinion. I don't know Zach very well yet, but Zach has the passion. Anne Marie, y'all know who Anne Marie is. I mean, she's definitely going to have the passion. John is a Big Brother fanatic. I mean, he collects props, and he has the biggest collection of all the props that I know of. And Patrick, man, you saw what he did this last summer with Shima and Natalie. I mean, anybody that can support a person that doesn't take a shower like Natalie has to have some kind of gameplay. And Alan, I mean, hell, I mean, he's Cowboy's roommate and best friend.
Back it up with Cowboys.
And dude, he's a cop.
He's qualified.
So, John, what do you say? What? Oh, and Jess, Lady Gaga follows Jess. I mean, come on. I mean.
Well, see, here's all I got to say about it. You know, John's going to have to go back
John
to the hospital.
Lady
Gaga used to be a dude and didn't like it, so, you know, who gives a shit? And, you know, and, you know, all them other guys, you know, they're going to have their own river named after them because they're going to be crying rivers when they lose the shit. You know, they can go to Vegas, I guarantee it, but they're going to have to buy their ticket.
Hey, Alan.
Whoa.
Alan.
Go for it.
It's a virtual handshake, man. good to see you in Vegas. Either way.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I
don't talk crap. I'm too nice to the guy. So.
excuse me. Oh man, I had to clear my throat there.
Yeah, Patrick is being quiet.
I was the only one that actually did this when the first deadline came around. You guys are like to be twiddling your thumbs, and obviously Ron has to bend over backwards beg you guys. I mean, I've been here since day one. Everyone
some of us have to work.
Well, apparently we don't know. Well, apparently we know what your priorities are. Then
I have to work.
I'm at work right now. Doesn't stop me.
Oh, it stops me though. I can't do
this. Ron, don't you love this?
On the competitions.
I only wish Jess was on the phone to do some SmackDown too. She could take all you guys, I think.
Yeah, I kind of wish Jess and Anne Marie and Patrick would talk.
I'd like to nominate Patrick and Zach. I'll go ahead and say it now.
You know the thing about the game, and I'm gonna tonight or in the morning. I am going to kind of put down a game plan for you guys who will know that every twist is going to be pre-planned. So there's going to be no twist that is going to happen that was not on a piece of paper before the game starts, okay?
Yeah, because then you know they'll do that old conspiracy theory that they say CBS is setting us up and all that type of thing.
See, I don't want everybody crying when I win. I don't want everybody crying when I win. Oh, it was set up. Al just go. Al won it because he's under all the time.
Yeah, I have a question,
and
Ron.
And you are, the fans are going to be voting. I don't have nothing to say about the vote. All I get to do is put my one vote in each week, just like you guys will get.
You know what, Heather? There's like 9 or 10 votes.
Oh.
And I'm going to be honest with you guys.
I tell you, Alan has his game face on. He's already trying to get votes, even before the contest starts.
And this is the thing. We don't have live feeds, but, you know, I might do a live feed or like a show one night, like when the Sunday night show where y'all will have to call in who's left. And you guys might have to do this like we're doing right now, is interact with yourself, talk amongst yourself. You guys can catch up. This might, I mean, and here's the deal. I know, and I talked to John already about this. You know, I know some people work and I know things. So, I'm going to work around. If by chance you can't do something, just you're going to have to tell me. But if I tell you and you don't tell me and you don't show up at the certain time that you guys are supposed to be there, now, I don't count that, but if you tell me in advance, hey, I have to go to a wedding, you know, that at that time
right.
or that show, you know, you will be...
Let me ask you this possible variable. Let's say you've got a show that's planned for an hour and a half some night, and somebody says, I can do it, but can you do the game part of it, you know, right at the start? Or can you delay it, the game part until near the end of the show? That's the kind of flexibility you'll have?
Yes, I'm going to be very flexible with that and everything. And I know, I mean, we're going to have some guests on the show. Hey, one of the tasks, and I haven't came to determine of what the task is going to be. One of the tasks might be you guys talking to a Big Brother past house guests and doing like three
questions.
Like
they would be a guest interviewer?
Yes. Yeah.
We as judges would say, you know, would say, you know, they ask some good questions or they ask some bogus questions. And
Right. And as of right now, the judges, you know, are going to be secret in a sense of, you know, some of them probably. But as of right now, I'm not going to tell you who is the official judges.
Oh, God,
I
can't believe it, Ron. You, the people are going to laugh at this. I just raised my hand so you would call on me. I don't believe I just did
State
that.
State your name or where you're calling from.
That's all cool there.
This is Paul from Minnesota. Hi, Ron.
You know what? And your hand is raised, just to let you
okay.
know.
He went to school when the floors were still dirt.
I just cracked
my... Oh, hey, we got a chat question. And you know what? And if you're in the chat room, you can ask them. But if you guys want to... Hey, Patrick, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
No, he doesn't hug up because he knows
smack.
He's going to lose.
Why are you not talking no smack? I'm shocked.
Anyway,
he's going to lose, so he's just going to sit over there and be quiet.
Here's my question, Ron.
Go ahead.
Okay, my question.
Wait. I want to hear Paul, Patrick. Patrick's being quiet. That scares me.
No. The reason why I'm not talking smack is because there's ignorant, unintelligent people that keep interrupting every time I try to interject. So I'm just waiting until the opportunity
are
asked in the challenge.
Ignorant one here. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
Patrick,
I find funny that
Patrick, I'm just
playing
you. Go ahead.
Alan was the first one who said that, you know, we're all going to talk smack and to let his actions speak, but I think Alan's talking more than anyone else combined.
That's funny.
anyway, here's my question, Ron. Let's say that, you know, the grand prize certainly are those Vegas Bash tickets. Let's say there's somebody that isn't able to go. Can they take that and give it to one of their friends if they wanted to?
That's going to have to be talked to Nikki about it, but I don't see why not.
Okay. The other thing is, for people that don't know, Ron hasn't specified them, but the Vegas tickets are the grand prize. There's going to be other stuff that he's going to throw in, possibly maybe, I guess, like memorabilia. Is that what you were thinking? Or
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'm actually going to – I am going to talk to one other person about something. I need to talk to her.
So you're still working on what other prizes there will be other than what we just announced?
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay,
my hands
are
on
that many more, because I got a huge prize. I got a huge prize in the Vegas Bash tickets. So it might, you know, might not be that much more.
Gotcha.
And I might even see what I can do for everyone who's participating. You know, I might even do like a little token thing. I don't know yet. I gotta see where it leads me. You know what I mean?
Hey, I just thought of something as well.
But hey, Paul. While I think about it, I would forget it if I don't. One other thing you do get. And pretty much Alan kind of already has the opportunity, and Zach's been kind of hanging with us lately. One thing you do get out of it is you're going to be part of the show a little bit more after that day, too. Because I am going to revamp the shows for Big Brother, and that's something else I needed to talk about real quick. Paul, did you have something about the game before I go there? I can wait to do
that.
Well,
it's just something that I thought about, but perhaps one of the gifts could be that the participants would give you a wish list of somebody they'd like to hear on your show. In other words, let's just use Jess as an example. Let's say she put in a wish list that she would like to talk with. I won't use the Jeff and Jordan. I'll say, because she said her favorite was Janelle the other night, let's say she said, I would love if Ron could get Janelle on the show for me if I win, or the number two would be Jess, and the number three would be somebody else. And they could put those requests into you, and if they win, then you will try to at some point get their wish list there. How does that sound?
Yeah, it's there. One of the things is actually that if you win, you're going to be part of the show, and that's going to be probably part of the whole. That's something kind of going to be up the line, because one of the things are going to be like I was just going to say, I'm about ready to revamp the whole show lineup anyways. As you all know, Big Brother's coming up, so we're going to probably nail down the times. Most likely, the Thursday show will move to 9 o'clock, first of all. And Monday will stay the same. Tuesday, probably the same, but there might be a Friday show added. We're working on a Friday thing maybe too, and there's going to be stuff that might be added. So I'm revamping the whole thing, and the schedule should be up within a week from the thing. Jess is up on the phone line.
Hello, loser.
Give me a second.
You ready to lose, dude?
Max. Wait, lady. The lady gets to talk before anybody else does.
Oh, my bags.
Wait, am I on?
Yeah, go ahead. What? Say your name and where you're calling from.
Alan, shut up. Okay,
thank you.
We're gonna play this game. I'm gonna be the shit talker. Patrick and I. Never mind. Patrick's a loser.
Oh wait, I am a loser?
I'm just kidding. I love you.
Oh, no, you got to stay in character, Jess. You got to stay in character. Don't end up by saying I love you at the end. You got to stay in character.
Hey, that might be her character. Just let her play her own
game. I know N-Gage games, and I know there's smack talked in those things.
Oh, yeah.
That might be her strategy, though, get everybody on her side.
You don't know.
Oh.
What I do.
She's already started playing the game.
I'm always playing the game. I don't lose.
I tell you what, I'll honestly say this. I've known Patrick for a while from the chat rooms and stuff. I don't really know that much about Zach, but I know everybody else. And I don't think you could have picked a better cast than what's up there, because I know it's going to be fun. You know, I'm looking forward to having a good time.
And there's still room for two more people. And I know one other person that wants to play. So I bet you she's going to ride in. And if we get her into this competition and maybe like one other person, you know, I know there's one person that I think if she knows about it, she will play too. So, I mean,
Can you tell us who that person is?
You know what? I almost want to just go ahead and say, hey, this one person deserves to play anyways. But I know she's been, I think, maybe busy this weekend. But I know Panther.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Is wanting to play.
Interesting.
So Panther, she's not listening, probably, if she is listening.
Do you know?
She needs to get herself into this competition.
After playing that clip earlier, do you know who would be the queen of smack talk if Alita played?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was actually. And you know what? I bet you Ben, if he was around this weekend, I'm hoping he realizes that the deadline is at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon, because if I think Ben was interested in playing. I mean, so Ben might be a candidate. I know someone else
who
might
play. Why
do you
have all my friends wrong?
I know,
Amanda.
Isn't that?
What the
Mandy.
Hell?
I know Mandy might be interested in playing.
I have a question.
Oh.
Ron.
I have
Holy.
All of my friends.
I know, but that's going to be the fun part. This is going
to
be
Ron, I have a question.
Okay, Patrick, yes.
Okay, so you said it's like a Big Brother meets, like, Apprentice. Now, like,
yes.
What is the correlation between the players in, like, that are all in the game? Are we nominating people? Are we playing for HOH? Like, what? Because you said that fans vote, so we're not evicting each other.
Right. No, you guys are not evicting each other because there's only eight of them. You guys are going to be playing. So, okay, let me try to give you a quick rundown in a Cliff Notes kind of form without going into details of the competition even. Okay, so, like, I'll tell you what's going to kind of you can expect, okay? So the first week will be, like, you know, the first week we'll have a task, okay? And then two people will be up for eviction based on the judges. There's going to be judges that will put two people up, okay? One person will be saved for, like, the first week, you know? And that person automatically gets, you know, kind of like the immunity idol, you know, so you don't even have a chance. But then probably Sunday night show, during the Sunday night show, there will be kind of like a veto competition where there's going to be you guys going to compete again for the veto. And whoever wins that competition can take themselves off the line or put somebody up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's like a veto.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the veto. The difference between why I'm saying Celebrity Apprentice, though, is because we're not going to have, like, games. Like, Big Brother has more or less, you know, like, usually they, like, hang from walls or it's, like, physical competition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where this is going to be more
task-oriented.
Probably task-oriented. Like, one task could be, and I'm going to tell you, for you, the six that is, you know, are already in, for you kind of know where you need to do this in case you do make it this far. Start thinking about, there's going to be, like, on the 28th and the 29th of June, you guys are going to have to, whoever's there at that time, who still hasn't been kicked off, will have to book a guest for a certain time that will have to call in for 5 minutes or more.
Oh, I got this.
But there's a twist in this. The twist is they have not been a guest on the show before. Meaning they could be a guest on the show before, but let me put it this way. They cannot be like Cowboy, Michelle Costa, April, people that have been part of the show, like Corey. You know, those guys are going to be not allowed. You're going to have to go outside the box.
So Shima is allowed?
At that time, when we get closer, I'll let you know if Shima is going
to
be...
Ron, what you'll have to do is maybe compile a list of people that cannot be part of the task. I mean, a list of guests that can't be,
yes,
like you just ran down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because, like, Ronnie will do it. I know if you ask Ronnie to do it, he will do it. You know what I mean, probably? So I'm going to probably get you guys outside the, you know, going to probably take him off the list. You know, he's going to be, you can't do it. You're going to have to get somebody hard. Plus, or you can get him. Let me put it this way. You can get them. But I'll tell you, and I was talking to a couple people today about this test, because this is going to be kind of a hard one, I think. For some of you, you know, or not hard, but I think it's going to be, a little. There's going to be a mark that's going to get you guys a lock into the finale. I'm going to tell you guys right now. There's certain guests. If you can get them to call in to the show, that will lock into the finale.
I do.
You understand?
Well, I don't know.
Lady Gaga.
No,
yeah, like
happen.
Yeah, like a huge guess. Like a huge guess. And remember, you only had to do it for 5 minutes.
Who was that? Forget it.
I'll give you one example. Like, you could get Janelle to call in.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
Yeah. I mean, that person, you know, but you're going to have to get that far anyways. So, I mean, you might be eliminated the first weekend, and then you won't even have to do it. But I am going to shoot for the 28th and the 29th for that. So, I've talked too much. Someone else talk.
Let's talk about me. I'm just kidding. Let's not.
I'll talk. Okay, I want to know your guys' opinions about if you think someone who's 19 is old enough to be a sex expert or not.
Hell no.
I actually know where this is going already.
You say, why do you say no, Jess?
What?
Why do you say no, Jess?
19 is too young. Be like 25 and then you do it.
It's only a 6-year difference, and I think it goes by a case-to-case basis. If someone who's 25 is still a virgin and someone who's 19 has had sex with 3,000-plus people, then...
Holy shit.
I'm not saying that has happened. I'm just saying.
Paul.
Oh, Cherry, I'm not going to get involved.
I want to hear something, Paul.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about that?
I kind of. I'm sorry. Who was on other than Jess just now?
Patrick.
Okay, Patrick. I'm sorry. I was in chat room sometime. At any rate. The argument of, you know, a 40-year-old virgin like the movie was, obviously your argument there is they couldn't possibly have that experience that a young person would have. But I think the age that you picked, I wouldn't even have to think about that. I just don't think that's just too young to have gotten 3,000 anyway, unless you were a streetwalker.
Well, I just had a big number to prove a point, just to say that, okay, what about 20?
So, Patrick, let's just ask this. Why are you bringing this up? Because I already know why.
Okay, I'm bringing it up because Ron said the other day that he wants a sex expert on Tuesday nights so that people could call in, ask their questions, and people talk about it. Well, me and my girlfriend want that spot on Ron's Tuesday night show. And I used to work at Fascinations, which is a sex shop, which people come in, ask you questions, ask what they should buy. I listen to the Playboy radio every time I'm in the car, and so wealth of knowledge from that. And one of my future aspiring jobs is a relationship counselor, So in my psychology classes, all we talk about is sex, and I've taken philosophy of sexuality. I am extremely knowledgeable on sex, and I have quite a bit of experience just with trying different things. So I think that I could make it a very interesting little segment, and I could offer a lot of advice based on what I've heard in class, what I've heard on Playboy Radio, which is obviously very experienced people because half of them are porn stars and whatnot. And I've read a lot of sex-related books, such as, like, the Sex Fish Bible and all that jazz. And I don't know if you heard when Shima called in, but I would love to open my own sex shop someday. So.
I
followed all your logic there, and it was a logical argument, but I lost you.
I want to table this conversation right now.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why I'm going to table the conversation. Okay. Because I want to talk now that you've played your case with people that are listening. I'm going to talk to them privately because I don't want them to talk about it on the air. I kind of wish you didn't go there tonight, but I'm kind of glad you did a little bit because, now we know what kind of people we're dealing with. I mean,
if I don't say it, it's not going to get out. So,
all right.
Yeah, Wes. I was going to talk to Paul after the show or later.
And
it's all good. Big John, we are getting him back. Just, I got to get together with him and talk to him. But he ain't a sex expert. He's a player expert. That is something I still want to do.
He's a gigolo.
No, Josh, were you here for that show, Alan, when Josh called in? Josh Maverick. But he was awesome. But I'm going to close the show in 9 minutes, and even though it says 30 more minutes, I don't know why I had it for 2 hours. I think it's because I still had it set for the whole time. Is there anything else you guys need to talk about?
Let's talk about my obsession with Glee.
And mine.
You know what? I still haven't watched the finale. And somebody was, I was hoping they would tell me more about it. But
it's so good.
It's so bad.
And, Jesse from Full House is going to be on next season, and he's the best.
I know, I'm so excited.
Yeah, he's Emma's boyfriend.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, he's the dentist.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And J-Lo is rumored to be on next season, too.
Yes.
You know, and after such a successful first couple of seasons, there's probably going to be more, big stars, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would think
definitely.
So. It's the number one show on TV right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, if you draw the correlation between American Idol in the early years when it was just getting going, and now in the current years, they keep getting all these, big stars to come on and mentor or perform on the show, and the same thing is going to happen with Glee, I think.
Oh, of course.
Forever.
I'm just listening to you guys. You guys are talking. You guys are doing what I want you guys to do because now we're getting to know our house guests. Let's do that real quick. Even though we don't have Anne-Marie, I wasn't planning on doing this so much, but since you guys are here, and then tomorrow night, I'll wait till tomorrow night.
Something.
But,
do you see? There's no way. Is there any way that there will be any form of alliances that will benefit the participants, or is that not part of the game?
alliances. You know, the only thing about alliances that could maybe be is, like, if they get the veto competition.
Yeah, see,
know,
the reason
I tomorrow night, I'll have to talk about that. Because
okay.
I'm going to see where I'm going to kind of, my goal was, you know, I almost want, maybe, and maybe the first week, you know, and again, the rules are in my head in order, and we got the format, you know, down
yeah.
a little bit.
I'm just
one thing I will tell you, I'm going to give you a little peek, okay?
Okay.
That was just popped in my head when you said alliances. The first week, we might even do a vote off where the fans don't vote, but you, if we get eight people rounded, I might even have the vote off.
Here's the reason I brought it up is it just went through my mind. You've got one, two, three, possibly four people that are all right up there in New England with John and maybe Panther and Anne Marie and Jess. And, you know, are they going to all say, you know, we're sticking together and that type of thing? That's why I brought it up.
I do see one alliance, too, is Alan, or not Alan, but Zach and Patrick, I know, are
yep.
little friends, you know, so I'm going to call them out right now. So, I mean.
So I just didn't know how that, if that would even come into play at any point, is why I was.
It could.
Hey,
maybe
Ron, someone,
yes.
BB Boston asked, what are you doing for BB shows? And you started to talk about it. You started to say, I'm going to revamp the shows during Big Brother season, but then you got sidetracked. And I just wanted BB Boston's question a chance to get answered.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I did kind of sidetrack it because I'm not totally down from it. But here's what I'm kind of penciling in for right now. Monday night at 7 o'clock, it'll be me and Michelle Costa, definitely, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday night, we'll still be at 10 o'clock. I'm going to work on getting a Big Brother guest, kind of like we did last year, for the first maybe 30 minutes. But listen to me. Because Big Brother's on Wednesday night this year, not Tuesday night, I might pull the Wednesday night show, but then BB Hour's on that night, so I'll probably because I usually call in and help, you know, or go into that show too. And if you guys don't go to the BB Hour, you should go do it. Nikki does a great show. It's on Real Player, and also you can find it on Blog Talk Radio. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So I'll probably not do a show Wednesday. I'll probably just keep it on Tuesday, and for, you know, like the first, you know, part of the show, and then maybe book a second guest because, you know, Big Brother is going to be, maybe Hell's Kitchen maybe would be on that night more too because Hell's Kitchen's, you know, going on and everything. So Wednesday night I'll be with the big, you know, BB Hour, and we'll go to that show because then we can talk over there with the BB Hour. Thursday we'll be on at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And that's Cowboy and the Round Table again. Now, the first show will be probably a combined effort with me and Nikki, and I'm going to probably get Cowboy to call into that one, and we'll probably have like a, you know, a group, you know, discussion on that show, you know what I mean? And then Friday, there's a secret. I still got Friday, put a big question mark. I might have something going on there that I'll be part of. Saturday, again, BB Hour at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Sunday. Now, Sunday show is going to be, I got to see, this is where I think 11 o'clock is way too late for the show, kind of. But
well, you started doing that because of The Amazing Race.
Plus East Coast times, East Coast, you know, Eastern Standard Time shows are over at 11 o'clock, too.
Oh.
So if, see, I got to see kind of where when Big Brother's going to be on Sunday, because Big Brother's going to be on Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll kind of see where.
Oh, what I was jotting down, it's kind of like the Monday show with Michelle, because of her work schedule, it just fits for her. It will be on before before Big Brother. You know, it will be mostly kind of talking about what we have seen on the feeds, and Tuesday will be also the same kind of, we'll talk about what we've seen on the feeds. No, wait a minute. Tuesday will be after the show.
Yeah, Tuesday, see, this is the thing. Tuesday, see, Tuesday's not on Tuesdays no more. It's on Wednesday. So I might switch.
I'm getting screwed up. Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. I got it now.
Yeah, and Wednesday I might do a whatchacallit show still. I gotta see what happens. This is where I gotta see where I'm gonna take it. And give me a week to.
Yeah, talk with Nikki and see how that could all work out for that same night. But I'm following what you're saying. Uh oh.
He's thinking, because you brought that to attention.
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, I'm going to go to bed. I'm tired. And come back tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Are we having
Eastern
a competition
time.
Or anything tomorrow?
No competition, but if you can call in, it's not a mandatory competition or call in, but at around 8 o'clock, or when our guest gets done, we got a guest, and thanks for reminding me. And now I got to remember her name. Give me 1 second. I'll get her name. And what?
Just call her the cake lady.
Yeah, the cake lady. Yeah, the cake lady. Yeah, that's funny. Her name is Ashley Vekos. Okay, I'm going to... It's Ashley, and I'm going to put I'm not going yet. This is our guest tomorrow night. Google her if you get a chance, but she's been on the Food Network. I did post a and I'll probably post her website, but she's from Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, here's her website. I'll get her website right now. For you guys can go to her webpage. And hey, damn cat. Damn cat just showed up to my bedroom.
Hi, damn cat.
So, that's what Paul calls my cat, if you guys didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyways...
Paul's a creative genius.
Damn cat.
But there's the webpage. Check it out. And we'll come back tomorrow night. And for Big John, I'm going to do something for Big John.
Do something for or to Big John?
Whoa.
No gutter talk tonight, please.
Who's
tired of us?
Who was Terry asking for the Facebook? I didn't follow the thread in the chat, I guess.
Yeah, you need to pay more attention.
I know. Do you know?
No, I wasn't paying attention. I'll admit it.
Hey.
It was John. Here we go. We're going to do something, and this is for my friend Heather in the chat room. Do 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 Here comes the Hawks. Here comes the Hawks. No doubt about it, the Cubs are on the way. And one more thing, how about those Atlanta Braves today, Paul?
Oh, God, I opened myself up for that, didn't I?
Yeah, I was going to tease you in the beginning of the show, but you're busy doing something. So.
Yeah, we're still in first place, the Twins are. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that means you're going to be in second place by the time the season's over with?
That's what I'm afraid of.
No, actually, I'm a Twins fan, so I can't knock. When it comes to the Twins, I like the Twins. Good night, y'all. We'll come back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Again, Ashley's going to join us, and she makes cakes, and it's going to be interesting. Be our first Food Network person. She's been on the Food Network. She's been on lots of cake shows, like the Sweet. She goes by Sweet Ashley. So check her webpage out. I put it in the chat room. Did I not put it in the chat room yet?
Yep, you did.
I put it in the chat room, right?
Yeah.
I'll do it again. And Michelle Costa will be here with us. And we will announce the winner of the or not the winner. Yeah, we'll announce winner. The winner will be Ron Rad. He's going to win. And you guys don't get to play. Ha ha, I'm just joking.
You are going to be the winner, Ron, because you get me as your champion, and that makes you a winner by default.
Woo, I like that.
And, Patrick, you like to rebuttal that one real quick?
I couldn't really hear it that well, so I didn't know what was going on tomorrow or what you said.
Zach just said he's going to be the winner, so you suck.
I'm not going to participate in the shit talking. I'll just observe, and we'll see what happens.
Ah, no shit talking from Patrick. Good job.
We'll
see you guys tomorrow night.
We'll see you later on in the season when Shima Simone, the inner Shima Simone, comes out.
You know what, Patrick? There's one thing you cannot do, okay?
What's that?
Don't throw your cell phone or your phone into the swimming pool, please, because it just won't work.
I'm in this to win it.
What?
I'm in it to win it. I won't be disqualifying myself.
Okay. Patrick, I want to give you one more little thing. The one thing that's going to be, me and Paul discussed this already, was if you don't make the show on time, or, like, if I tell you a certain time and you haven't discussed it with me in advance, why you're not going to be there, you will be put up in nomination no matter what. It'll be called a penalty noms, and you won't even be able to shoot for veto. So that's one thing. If you're up on penalty nom, you're automatically up on the seat no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
So, I think it's going to be fun. I really wanted to give us something because there's really nothing on television. We got The Bachelor, and The Bachelor's kind of like...
I think we got a taste of the fun when all these potential contestants were on tonight. We got a little taste of what's in store, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and we're going to intertwine it with some of the... we'll have segments. you know, for the show, and I think it's going to be fun. I really do think it's going to, I think if everyone participates, like I've seen them participate in the show the past year, I think we're going to have, you know, one hell of a contest. And I hope some cutthroats happen. And I'm going to figure out ways to, you know, make it, you know, worth the fun. And Paul gave me an idea tonight that I'm going to put on paper and see where we can go. We might do the first week maybe. And you never know. You know, I'm going to use that old term. Big Brother uses it every year. And who can say it? Come on.
Expect the unexpected.
That's right. I'm gonna, and I'm gonna, like I said, I'm gonna write everything down. I probably will discuss it with at least one person tomorrow sometime, and kind of run through it for somebody else will know that, you know, I've made this plans out. You know, it's gonna be tentative. You know, like, you know, I will have to have some kind of leeway in case of, you know, like, you know, disastrous stuff. But tentatively, I'm going to put everything down on paper so you guys will know it's going to be legit. You know what I mean? So, and you, the fans, are going to have to vote. You can't just, you know, forget to go to the webpage. And check out the new eBay store, too, the Rad Reality Show.
Ron's old eBay was called the Rad Cards. Now he's got a new one called
the Rad Reality Show Store. But it's
right.
Still Rad Cards. It's still Rad Cards. It's just my store is going to be called the Rad Reality Show Store. And
gotcha.
You can still click on the link on the store in the thing. But those pictures are going to be moving probably to the store sometime. And I'm probably going to still put some stuff on the eBay, on the regular, like, web page that, you know, that is just too high of a price or something like that. I don't know. But like I said, if you don't have an eBay account and you go to the store and you don't have an account, you message me and we'll talk about it. You know, I'll still sell stuff to you. I'm always not going to turn down a price for something. But, yeah, well, there's going to be twists. There are going to be turns. There might be a double eviction. There might be, you know, we're going to have to at least have one double eviction. I'll give you guys a heads up on that. 1 week, definitely a double eviction.
I don't know. I think you got to keep that to yourself so it's a surprise when it happens.
But there could be other stuff too. And
no, but I mean, the double eviction, always the house guests, you know, they keep anticipating it, but it's always a surprise to them. Not the feed watchers, obviously, or the show watchers, but all of a sudden one night you come on, sorry guys, tonight there'll be two of you leaving.
You know what? I'm going to give you guys a little sneak, another little sneak thing, though. And yes, I know people are going to be hearing this. But what if there's might be a come back tomorrow night to find out what it is.
You know what?
I'll tell you one other little thing that you come back tomorrow night to hear. What if we have some kind of hidden power where you can find it?
A la the coup d'etat?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Never know. You need to
do a little brainstorming with Rano on that. He probably would come up with it, unless you've already figured out what it will be.
Yeah, I already kind of do.
Okay.
I just thought of it, actually. Okay. I just came up with it with sitting here, actually. So talk to you tomorrow night and never know what's going to happen.
Thanks, Ron.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.